You have laid down what's been described as an ultimatum that unless the Senate passes this $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill, you and the other members of the Progressive Caucus will not support the infrastructure legislation, which we know there is support for in both parties. Why not?
Well, Judy, thanks so much for having me on. The key here is we are willing and able and ready to vote for both bills that deliver the entirety of the president's agenda to his desk. That is both the infrastructure bill and the reconciliation bill. But the agreement was made in the Senate, and in fact, just today, 11 senators put out a statement saying that the only reason they voted for the bipartisan bill out of the Senate was because they had a commitment that the reconciliation bill and the infrastructure bill would continue to be tied together and that we would not pass the bipartisan bill until the reconciliation bill was passed. We are sticking to that agreement. That is actually something we've said for the last 3 months, and a majority of our members feel strongly that we can't allow one piece to go forward, the roads and bridges, which is important, but a much smaller package, and then not allow child care to go forward, not allow paid leave, not allow people to have affordable housing, not to take on climate change. Those are the things that are in the Build Back Better Act that are the president's agenda, the Democratic agenda that we ran on. So we have been very clear that we are ready, willing, and able to vote for both bills, but first we need to pass the reconciliation bill, and then we will vote for the infrastructure bill.